Day 73. Lair and Liar. Veil and Vial.
Can we look at something else concerning English spelling?
Sure, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Okay. The other day I came across an ad for trial membership in an outdoors club that sponsors walks on trails in our local forests.
Go on.
Well, for some reason, I don't know what, I picked up on two of the words in their quotes, trial and trail.
Very common words. What's to notice about them?
For one thing, they both use the same letters of the alphabet. Plus, the only difference in the way they look is that the two vowels are IA in one and AI in the other.
Nothing unusual about that.
Then what about the fact that trial is two syllables and trail is only one?
I can make a guess, but it would help to have some more examples.
Well, I started looking and came up with a whole bunch. Here, I've written them down. One syllable, AI, pale, fair, weight, main, raid, complaint. Two syllable, IA, dial, liar, giant, bias, pliant, and even another whole pair, veil, vial.
Maybe you're onto something. What about other combinations of two vowels?
I was just going to tell you, once I got started, it was hard to stop. So I began to look for some more. Some combinations are only one way. EA, beach, year, but no AE. Or OU, your, tour, but no UO.
Go on.
Okay, take OI and IO. Loin, coin, hoist are one syllable. Lion, prior, trio are two. Or take AU and UA. Hall is one, dual is two, or OA and AO. Coast is one, chaos is two.
Well, the only possible explanation I can think of covers some of your examples, but not all of them by any means.
That's okay. Even just a clue would help at this point.
Then think about some of your two-syllable IA examples. Liar, someone who lies, is lie plus AR. Trial is try plus AL. Pliant, flexible, is ply, bend, plus ANT. And I suspect many of your other two-syllable examples are complex in this way, too, but I'd have to look them up in a good dictionary.
That's interesting, Marta. So I guess we should be talking about tendencies here, not hard and fast rules.
That's a good way to look at it, Patrick, especially with language.
But there's no problem in knowing how to spell most of these two-vowel combinations. Because usually you can actually hear whether it's one or two syllables. That is, with one big exception.
I knew you were leading up to something.
Ever have a problem remembering whether a word like sieve is spelled S-I-E-V-E or S-E-I-V-E? Or whether siege is S-I-E-G-E or S-E-I-G-E? Or whether receive is R-E-C-E? E-I-V-E, or R-E-C-I-E-V-E. I know I certainly have.
Aha! Uh-huh. So that's the reason for the reminder, I before E, except after C, and so on. An old saying that we apparently need only for the E-I-I-E pair.
Because whether it's E-I or I-E, it's always one syllable. So you can't decide just by hearing it.
Hey, Patrick, never thought of it that way. Nice bit of research on your part.